Volunteering. Two volunteers, one shared belief. Volunteers are the lifeblood of PSPA, supporting our PSP and CBD community. Among our incredible team of volunteers are two people at very different stages of their volunteering journeys, yet united by their commitment to helping others. 15 years later, and Rakesh is still supporting families. For Rakesh Kumar, volunteering isn't just something he does, it's part of who he is. The physiotherapist and PhD student first decided to get involved after seeing lack of local support in North Wales for people with PSP and CBD. Despite a demanding job, a family, and researching for a doctorate, he is still committed to volunteering. "I've always been passionate about charity work," Rakesh shares. "Every little bit of time and effort you give can make a difference, and you never know when you might need support yourself." Originally from India, Rakesh moved to Bangor University for his master's degree. With a background in neurology, he was already familiar with PSP and CBD. He said, "Back in India, I'd worked in neurology, so I was familiar with these conditions, but I hadn't realised how rare they were in the UK. When I started working with people living with PSP and CBD, I noticed many of them had to travel to England to attend support meetings. That's when I decided to set up a support group in North Wales." Rakesh worked with PSPA to set up bi-monthly meetings for people with PSP or CBD living locally. Rakesh said, "We wanted the group to be a place where people feel heard and connected, and where they can share experiences and learn from each other. We also invite professionals such as dietitians or social workers to discuss what support is available from the NHS and social services." Last year, Rakesh was awarded an MBE in recognition of his charity work. "The experience of being inside Windsor Castle, surrounded by so much history, was incredible. My family came with me and it was such a special occasion." Despite being so busy with his work, volunteering remains a big part of Rakesh's life. Rakesh said, "I'm balancing my work as a specialist physiotherapist with my role as a part-time PhD researcher, running research projects, being a good dad, as well as supporting a few charities." 1 year in, and Natalie is doing her mum proud. Natalie Smith is at the beginning of her volunteering journey. In 2023, Natalie's mum died from PSP. 1 year later, Natalie began volunteering at her local Kent support group. Natalie said, "Mum was first diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, but we knew something wasn't right. Her medication wasn't working and she was getting worse. After more tests, she was diagnosed with PSP. She was referred to UCL for a clinical trial. Sadly, after some tests, she was deemed not suitable because she also had a crossover with CBD. This was a huge disappointment. We kind of just muddled on. Dad was determined not to take Mum to the local support group because he didn't want her to see what might come next. I think it was the wrong decision, but I respected their choice." Through her employer, Natalie can volunteer 32 hours annually, and the company donates $250 per 8 hours of service. After reaching out to PSPA, she was introduced to her local support group leaders, John and Emma. "I basically help in any way that's needed, such as delivering teas and coffees, assisting with activities, and helping with the monthly picture quiz," she shares. "I arranged for my mother-in-law, a qualified yoga instructor, to come along for a session where she did some seated yoga. From volunteering at the group, Natalie sees how valuable they are to people affected by PSP or CBD. I really wish my parents would have given it a go. I think Mum would have liked it. They would have also heard about things like voice banking, how to navigate the care system, and where to go for financial support, which I ended up researching myself. Had we attended the group, I would have had more of an idea on where to start to get the support we needed. I also think Dad would have benefited from talking to other carers." Despite their different paths, both Rakesh and Natalie share a belief in helping others. "I think Mum would be proud I'm now a volunteer for PSPA," Natalie said. "I want to be there for others who are going through what we did and help PSPA in any way I can. It is nice to do this in Mum's memory. I basically help in any way that's needed, such as delivering teas and coffees, assisting with activities, and helping with the monthly picture quiz."